and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you, we got Jay, we got Randy, we got you on a Hoodwinked Tuesday. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So Cap hit on something that I want to continue as far as the conversation regarding commitment to winning. Is exactly what where you're going with this, Cap. You and I are a long time, for those listening, and we get new listeners all the time. Cap and I are both from Chicago. We are both longtime Chicago sports fans. Cap is a Cub fan. I am a White Sox fan. We both love Chicago sports. That's the reason why that we're here. The other thing is, though, is that ultimately, with that fandom, I like to be able to have something for my fandom. I have a financial and an emotional commitment to our teams. And so when you get to off seasons like this one, because baseball runs through our veins, because this is how we grew up, baseball was the number one sport. When you get to the hot stove league, you get to these meetings that happen, you just want to see something positive for your favorite team. And so when you're here in San Diego, when you're hearing very little rumblings from 35th and Vec on what they're going to do on a team that's supposed to be walking through that door, being a perennial playoff team or a World Series team in this iteration of the White Sox, you hear very little from over there. And on the other side of town with the Cubs, you get yourself a Tyone, which is not, I have no problem with that. I actually have no problem with the bat that you got too. That's a 1-year deal, Cap. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. 1 year, $17 million, right?
1 year, $17.5 million, and only 12 counts on the salary cap this year for Bellinger.
For Bellinger.
I mean, you'll pay him a $5 million buyout in a year when you're not going to pick up the option. It's kind of a mutually understood thing. But it allows them to have more flexibility toward the luxury tax level this year. He gets his money.
It's fine.
So,
for a one-off, I have no problem with that.
There are no bad one-year deals.
Yeah.
But please don't tell me. We spent at the top of the market. We got Cody Bellinger and Jameson Taillon.
And over on the other side, Clevenger. Again, approve a deal.
Yeah, that's 1 year, $12 million.
Fine, I got no problem. But see, here's the problem, Cap. We are trying to get to spring training to be able to be optimistic. Say, for instance, I'm in the front office of the Cubs or the White Sox. You know what I got to do? Especially the way the Cubs have been run as of late, where you're trying to get back up there to be a perennial playoff team, and the White Sox underachieving. I got to do something before the holidays or right before December 31st where it's say, hey, if you're interested in getting some tickets here, here's someone to see. Here's how we have reimagined the ball club by adding this piece. Now we should be able to contend. Or from the Cubs side of things, we're not the same old Cubs. We're going to add some new players to the roster that we have right now. Be optimistic for the future. The future is now for the White Sox. The future is in a couple of years for the Cubs. But at the same time, before you get to December 31st, I'm making splashes, so I'm telling my season ticket holders, and those are going to be walking up, hey, here's something to look forward to. What can I look forward to this offseason with either side of town? What okay. do I have to look forward to as far as new players that they've added?
Okay, your new name is Jonathan Hahn. You're sitting in that seat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm the marketing guy. I'm Brooks Boyer. I'm George McDaniel, the sponsorship people.
Yeah.
Brooks is the chief marketing officer, the grand poobah. He walks in.
Yellow.
Yeah. Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
Brooks, can I have a second?
Absolutely. Please sit down.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get these tickets sold. I've got some creative ideas for season ticket packages and, you know, a Tuesday this and a night game package that and a weekend. You got to get some people signed. You got to get them signed for me. Your response, I would think, would be, so you want me to make a bad deal because I got to get it signed now for you rather than let's let the market play out and I'll get something done when the time is right. That's what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying is that if I'm in that chair as Jonathan Hahn, I look at this roster and felt like 81-81 wasn't good enough. And I've got to do something. The excuses of not doing anything is not good enough.
But do you have to get it done today? Or do you have to get it done by the start of spring training?
I like to get
that's a big difference.
Well, I like to get it done before spring training. As I mentioned, I like to get it done before the holidays. Like, so the Sox are not in the mix for Correa. They're not in the bidding for Dansby Swanson or Carlos Rodon.
Correct.
Okay, but look at that roster, Cap. When you look at this, is this good enough to be able to compete against the Guardians or the Twins? this roster?
In my opinion, no. But there is a lot of talent there. You got more talent than the Cubs have. But your best hitter last year was Abreu. He plays for Houston now.
Yep.
You haven't replaced him. Now, you're moving Andrew Vaughn over to first. I'm not a huge Yoan Moncada guy. You got Tim Anderson liking tweets that say, Frank Thomas played in another uniform, and someday T.A. will too. And he likes the tweet.
And that's a true statement. That he will play in a different uniform, just the way sports is today.
Right, but why are you liking a tweet that says that? You play for the White Sox now.
I agree.
And then you hear, I think it was it Buster? No, it was Ken Rosenthal said, I keep hearing from certain ownership groups, we don't like Steve Cohen, the guy in San Diego, the guy in Texas. They're spending like drunken sailors. And Rosenthal's point was, we don't need less of those. We need more of those guys.
Mm-hmm. In markets like this one.
Correct.
And Pittsburgh and Kansas City.
We don't have those.
In Cincinnati.
This is not me casting aspersions on Jerry or Tom. Mm-hmm. They're very good people.
Right.
They are not putting their money out there like Steve Cohen or Texas Rangers or San Diego Padres. You could tell me Steve Cohen's a one-off. His payroll's at $349 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's a one-off. He's a many times over billionaire who does not care. Done. What about the Padres? They don't have the money the Cubs have.
No.
But what about the Rangers? They don't have the money the Cubs have.
Mm-mm.
So what's the deal? How about the Phillies? They got how many guys making $100 million or more?
Right.
Real Muto,
mm-hmm.
Harper, Trey Turner got $300.
Yeah.
The Cubs' biggest deal of their of all time was Jason Hayward. They haven't come close to that since then.
Well, can I just tell you that some sports economist would tell you that this is not good for baseball to pay through the nose for so many players, but as a fan for me, I couldn't care less. Because to me, it shows a commitment. Like, are the Sox going to sign a guy for 10 years, you know, $300 million or $400 million? No. And actually, when you look at this team, they're probably not in the position to do that, but the Cubs can. And all those places that you mentioned are major market teams, by the way. That's Philadelphia. You mentioned Dallas.
Right.
Dallas-Fort Worth. And you mentioned, and San Diego is in the top 10. They top 10 market now, Randy, San Diego. But, I mean, here's Preller just saying, you know what, we're just going to keep spending. And whether you think it's a vanity project or not, it's us against Los Angeles. And we got to do what we can to take on the Dodgers. I want that same feeling from the Cubs or the White Sox to feel like, hey, we got to spend money and get quality here so we can have sustained success for our teams.
We don't have a Dodgers here. We don't have to worry about that in either division. Neither division has a team that spends more than the Cubs or the White Sox should.
Correct.
The Cardinals don't have a high payroll. They go get certain stars and they pay them. But Goldschmidt, what do you get, 135?
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's baseball money, not our kind of money.
Right.
Wilson Contreras didn't even get $100 million.
No.
Now,
he deserved it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, again, there are people up there that tell me it wasn't a fit anymore. We needed to move on. That's fine. Just understand your arch rival is losing a first ballot Hall of Famer, and they chose your guy. So all the haters of him, that better moderate your opinions.
Hmm.
What are the Cardinals seeing that we're not?
So answer this question for me from the Cubs standpoint. So why are they so steadfast, or at least Jed, in not willing to go above and beyond to spend money that the owner said that you should? Why is he? See, because to me, if an owner says that you're allowed to spend money, I'm like, yeah, you know, we got money, you can spend it. Now, I'm not going to go over the top, but I'm also going to, if I'm allowed to spend it, I'm going to be in the sweepstakes for Correa or for Swanson.
Jed does not want to do these 10, 11, 12 year deals. He feels like I just got out of the Hayward one. That did not go well for us.
Shouldn't scare you, though. It shouldn't scare you.
I think, and I don't want to speak for him because I haven't talked to him. from what I hear, if he felt like, man, we are one player away, we can win the World Series, he would have no problems giving whatever it takes. All right, put that cherry on top of the sundae. Let's go. He does not believe they're at that point. He feels like not this year, maybe the end of it, next year, 2024, that's when his system will be cranking out players. And then he's willing to spend. Now, okay, who's the number one free agent next winter?
Who is it?
That's Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
He's going to get $500 million.
Cubs not going to pay that, but they should.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're telling me you're not going to play in the deep end of the market now, why should I believe you're going to go after Shohei Ohtani? And if you're willing to give him $500, why would the Dodgers not go, I'll give you $550.
Come across
Hold
the street.
My beer.
Come across the street.
Correct.
You're in Orange County. Come to Los Angeles.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm. So at some point, you have to dip your toes into the water.
I just think that ultimately it's about that commitment we talked about, Cap. It's a commitment to winning. Why can't the Cubs and White Sox do that? Like, and so I want to make sure it's before we move forward. Let's just say this because someone will hear this wrong. I couldn't care less. Just listen to what we're saying. What we're saying is that not that the Cubs and Sox are cheap, because we'll get that call every now and then too. Someone that's not really firmly entrenched in Chicago sports in 2022, but they're giving an opinion from 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Bears are cheap. It's not true. How much did they pay Julius Peppers? How much did they? So that
Cubs
are
Mack.
How much did they? The Cubs are cheap. White Sox are cheap. No, that's not the case. We're not saying that they're not willing to spend. We're just saying from a baseball standpoint, this is the standard now. Now you're getting up to 300 and above for quality talent. This is where we are today. Are you willing to do that if you're the Cubs or the White Sox? Are you willing to climb that ladder and be able to pay money like the Trey Turners and the Bogarts and what Correa could get and all those guys? You willing
Correct.
To do that?
Correct. That is the question. Now, again, it is December, what, 13th?
Yes, sir.
By the way, I think it's my... I got engaged on this day.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was a reason December 13th popped in my head.
Mindy or?
To Mindy.
Oh.
Yeah, not the first one. There,
yeah.
The off season is not over,
right?
So we can all scream. What is Jed doing?
It's fair to ask, though.
Agreed.
It's fair.
100% every day. I'm on there, Twitter searching the latest Carlos Correa rumors, calling people I trust. The same on Dansby Swanson. At some point, those guys are going to go off the board, and if neither one signs here. And I know there are going to be people out there, and we only got Dansby Swanson. He's a damn good player.
Yeah.
Damn good player.
So let's talk about this with you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We're talking about commitment to winning. Do you believe that the White Sox or the Cubs have that? Do they have the gumption to be able to take it to the next step? Do you think that we'll see a $300 or $400 million player for the Cubs and White Sox? Again, this offseason, I think, is vital for the White Sox for sure, but for the Cubs, I mean, it's 2023 coming up. Will they spend the money to be able to get the kind of player they want? And ultimately, is it good for baseball? We talk about it coming up next on Cap and J-Hood.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois recognizes that height of human potential is limitless. From amazing plays to the most unforgettable days, Blue Cross will always be standing right there with their members. Blue Cross is leading the way and committed to advancing and simplifying the healthcare experience well into the future. They truly are the proud server of the most advanced machine on earth, you. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, through it all.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
It's tight, man.
Cap'n J Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you can find the hockey show, the most perfect hair in the business. It is Pat Boyle. Whether it's radio or TV, his hair is always perfect, never out of place, along with Barstool Chief. Need your hockey fix? Check out The Hockey Show, available now on the ESPN Chicago app.
That guy knows how to dress,
yes.
Boyle, and he is incredibly well-groomed.
Yes. Yes, yes.
It's like, whoa. Like I'm rolling in, I'm in like my workout gear. There's Boyle, three-piece suits, hair perfect. He's Pat Boyle, 6'5", just stud.
Absolutely. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So we've heard nothing from Jesse as of late regarding what's happening on either side of town from with the Cubs and the White Sox. And this, what if this is it, Cap? What if this is it? Where the Cubs are saying, okay, we're good with what we have right now. See you in 2023.
There's no way. They can't feel the team.
You can't
Who's playing first? Merck. Get Scott Hattieburg on the phone. See if he can come back.
Hattieburg, Scott, please. Randy? Randy, jump in.
I love Hattieburg.
Let's have him.
Chris Pratt, right? Is that who played him?
Chris Pratt in Moneyball.
The old A. Let's get him in there. Let's get him in there. So what do you mean he's going to play first base? That's why God made Patrick Wisdom. What? What's wrong with that? Patrick Wisdom's going to be on this roster. And when a team's good, he'll be on the roster. I like
As
Patrick
a starter?
Wisdom. No, just on the roster. Be around.
What is he, Terry Crowley from the 70s? <I'm> just a big dude that can hit the ball out of the ballpark.
You got to have those guys. That's what's wrong with baseball today. Everybody's too young. You got to have some guys off the bench that can help you. I miss the old guy in the locker room.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to end up with like Omar Narvaez. He'll be the backup to Yan Gomes.
Ah, the old Brewer. Here's Narvaez.
Former White Sox.
He's 0 for 2.
Former White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you trade him to Seattle?
Yes.
Who did you get for him?
Bag of balls.
No, you got a good player for him. I'm trying to remember who. I'll look it up. The Cubs, their catching options are drying up.
Yan Gomes, P.J. Higgins.
Okay.
What's the matter?
That's not good enough.
Well, hey. Hey, listen. I told you at the time, Contreras is not going to be with this ball club.
I knew that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you want to hold on to him. You're holding on to his ankle. Like, he could stay here. It's like, let him go to a contender, but not the dirty Cardinal.
So hate that.
Contreras is a Cardinal. That's the last thing you want to see. Now you got to root against him 19 times a year. Congratulations.
I'm going to root for him, not his team.
He is going to whoop the Cubs' ass. You know he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Oh. He's going to be locked in when they roll into Wrigley or when we play down there.
Two balls, locked two in. Strikes, Willie. Here's the pitch. It's hit by Stroman, the line drive base in the right field. Willie around first on the way to second. He slid into second or double. Slut!
Get off the mic, you old man.
Mike Shannon.
Mike Shannon.
Voice of the Cardinals.
Let's try Steve Reich 0-1.
So.
The Cardinals. So what do you mean? You got guys. What do you mean?
Our team's not good.
And what happened to the Japanese player in the outfield that you're looking at that was going to be a Cub?
That was a pitcher.
Oh.
Kodai Senga.
How'd that work out?
He went to the Mets.
Hmm.
Did you see the latest thing, Snorling?
You had him as a Cub, did you not? Did you have him penciled in with the Cubs, Senga?
Very light pencil.
You had it, but you kept telling us that he would be a possibility for the Cubs.
He was a possibility, no longer.
But then the Mets stepped in there with Cohen. See, this is what we're talking about, everybody. We're talking about the commitment to winning.
Correct.
You know, are you ready to win or not?
Snorling, some guy tweeted, call Carlos Correa at Steve Cohen and tell him pick one, second or third, and let's roll for the next 6 years. Steve Cohen liked the tweet.
He sees what's going on.
Can he possibly get that done and have that payroll at $390 million, $389?
Sure, why not?
Yes. Yes. Why
you know,
not?
You just
there?
Told me something, Cap, that I think is interesting for this conversation. You said the NBA franchise values came out today,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the number one team, Golden State,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
They spend the most by far.
Correct.
It's almost like those two things are correlated.
Well, we've played it 100 times. Hoodie's got it burned into his computer screen. The owner of the Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Compare what he says to how our people in this town operate. Period.
Right. Right. And it's about commitment.
Commitment to winning. That's it.
Yeah.
He's a rarity. Joe Lacob.
Mm-hmm.
I'm maniacal at this point about winning. All I want is championships. Isn't that what he says?
That's exactly right.
Correct. All I care about is championships. Dr. Jerry Buss went to 17 finals in 33 years, or 16 finals in 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we've won 4 in 8. It's great. But I want to do what he's done. And he pays for it. How much is the coach? Oh, here you go. Oh, this guy's available? Pay it. Whatever it takes. We don't operate that here.
So let me ask you this, because it's really about the next few years, I would say, down the line. I don't expect the White Sox to be I don't expect the White Sox to be in the World Series in 2023 based on what we see here. So would you say the Cubs have the upper hand? Do you think that in the next couple of years, if you see the Cubs be in the playoffs with a few more moves?
What are the few more moves? Yeah, you got to go out and get some freaking good players. Like, if you told me that they went and got Correa, and he's at short, and Nico Horner's at second,
mm-hmm.
and then they get Trey Mancini to play first, and they went out and made a deal and got a pretty solid catcher. Huh, okay, they're trying. And then add more next year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing that.
We used to have big splash, you know, free agency that would come to Chicago. It's like, boy, look at this guy. Who are you putting out there now?
We got a number 4 starter. That's what Jameson Taillon is.
Yeah.
And we got a guy on a reclamation project, 1-year deal. That's all we've done.
It's
the 13th of December.
Right.
I'm not panicking. I'm just asking, what is going on?
Like, if I'm the Cubs, I'm asking to see how much it would cost for Rodon, the best left-handed pitcher on the market. Had a a 3 ERA, I would at least ask. Chris Bassett for the Mets,
mm-hmm.
I would ask about that as well. He had 15 wins with the Mets last year.
Yep.
I'd ask about him.
Good player.
Right.
He was started with the White Sox originally. Didn't he go in the Marcus Semien deal for, who did you guys get back when you traded Semien to Oakland?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure he was in a deal like that.
Ovaldi is another guy. Again, he'd just be a good addition to a roster. Not necessarily a frontline starter, but someone that you have in the rotation. You know, Benintendi, the outfielder for the Yankees. I mean, there's names. But I'm just saying that all these other markets are making these huge splashes.
You got Samardzija from
Jeff
the Samardzija, A's.
Yeah.
Chris Bassett and Rangel Ravello and Marcus Semien.
Mm-hmm.
To the A's to get Jeff Samardzija.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Not
a good trade.
I'd hate to go into the summer, same old, on either side of town. There's a few changes here, but I was hoping that we'd be able to be talking about a splash. And again, it's about the commitment. Is there commitment on either side of town when it comes to our baseball team? It's a long season to sit there and watch 81 and 81 like I did last year. A lot of injuries, sure, Cap, but still, it was difficult to watch that ball club last year.
And I said you traded Omar Narvaez to the Mariners for Alex Colome.
Ah, the closer at one point. When the team
correct.
Was not when the team was not competitive.
Correct.
That is correct. That. All right, coming up, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap is full of garbage. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Yes.
On Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
Is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Whoops, whoops, whoops.
Captain Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With you until 10 o'clock, and it'll be Mike Greenberg from 10 to noon, then Carmen Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvia at 2, Bleck and Abdallah at 6, and Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 8 o'clock. All part of the mix here on Cap and Jay Hood. Now, Randy, you were telling me there's going to be a little bit of a quirk in the Carmen and Yurko schedule today.
That's right, because Croatia is playing Argentina, at 1 o'clock today. So Yurko, I think, is going to stay in the studio, but he's going to have the mic off and kind of just watching the game. So you people on Twitch will get a great shot of Yurko watching Croatia. And if you've ever watched any of the videos that Karm has sent out of Yurko,
yes,
I mean, it's intense how much he gets into this game. So he'll be watching the game from 1 to 3, 1 to 2 during his show, and then 2 to 3 upstairs, I assume, and hopefully Croatia wins.
That's the best.
Yeah, I got to give him credit. When they fell behind in extra time, he did not panic at all. I thought for sure someone scores, it's over.
Yurko's not a panicker.
He is not.
He is not. If they lost, he'd be like, tough loss, kid, and he'd go about his day. It might bother him, but he's not a panicker. Yurk would be the guy, you know, in a game, coming down to the end, got to make a play. He's not nervous. He could slow the thing down and do his job.
Did you see the video of him that Karm took during the game against Brazil?
Yes.
I saw it on Twitter, yes.
Looked a little nervous. I'm going to be honest.
You know what? He's just emotional because his country is up there on on a main stage.
Yeah, this is a big deal. This is, you know.
We were talking earlier. Belichick has the Croatia emblem on his Patriots overshirt, like his hoodie that he wore coaching last night. Snorling told me he put it on as soon as the World Cup started. By the way, we do have a college football hiring of interest to people in Chicago.
How's that?
Purdue has hired their new head coach to replace Jeff Brohm.
Yeah.
He's a 36-year-old assistant from the University of Illinois. When was the last time an Illini assistant? Ryan Walters, their DC, is leaving Illinois to go be the head coach at Purdue. That's a pretty cool hire.
The reason why we haven't heard is because Illinois has been so bad. Why would you want any of their coaches?
Right, and but so, now they've gotten better.
And so now some of the coaches become appealing.
That's Illinois, number one in the country in defense.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
They do fly around.
They do.
I watching some of their games this year, I was very impressed how they were able to turn things around. Despite, I don't care the opponent. They were able to execute, and I like that.
100%.
So, Cap is full of garbage, and we'll explain here why. So, you have a problem at home that you've got to talk about.
Well, it's actually...
It's in your home.
Not in the home. It's outside the home.
It's part of the home.
Okay.
Is the garage... You have the... Is your garage attached?
Yes.
Okay.
It's part of the home.
Okay. So, every Monday night...
No, Semantics Camp is the best cap. Semantics Camp. Go ahead.
Okay, every month. Well, the way it was portrayed, it was like I had a problem with, like, Mindy or the kids or the dogs. No.
I said full of garbage. She's not garbage. She's my friend.
Yes, she is. So, every Monday night, I take the garbage cans out and all the empty Amazon boxes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's insane. I put all of those things next to the recycling bin, and then I have the bigger blue, dark blue bin. The Cubs blue is the recycling bin. The bigger navy blue is the garbage bin.
Yes.
It was filled to the top. I was able to get the top just about closed. Roll it all out there on Monday. Come by on Tuesday. And I pulled in the house at 7:30. The recycling bin's empty. The garbage is still there. I'm like, that's odd. He must be running late. I leave it out next morning. Mine and the one, two, three, four. There's five houses on my street. All five of us didn't get our garbage picked up. The other side of the street did. So I figured, must have gotten dark. He'll be back on Wednesday. No shot. So now I got to take the garbage from the house in the bags, bring it out. Now it's overflowing.
Yeah.
Looks like New York.
Yes. Yeah. Disgusting. Yes.
I call.
Yeah.
We're so sorry. He forgot that side of the street. Didn't make the U, the turn.
Yeah.
He'll be there today. No show.
Oh, no.
Call Friday. My wife does. Yeah, he's coming today. Okay. Saturday morning, I wake up. Now it's like six bags of garbage on the side of the garbage can because I can't fit them in. The top is half up. I call, and I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Sir, I've been getting this same song. You're right. We apologize. He will be there by 3 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
Still hasn't showed.
Oh, my God. For God's sakes.
So I'm now they come today as the regular garbage day. If he doesn't show today, I mean, oh, my God.
That's personal.
But I'm outside. Mm-hmm. There's a lady walking her dog.
Sure.
I don't even know her. I just have seen her in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Basically says to me, got a problem taking care of your garbage, huh? Like, in a really condescending way.
Pardon me?
And I said to her, garbage man didn't show up. She's like, pick mine up. Like,
you know what?
And I'm like, you know what? I hope your dog bites you. So.
You just let that go. You didn't say anything.
I said he didn't show.
Yeah, but then after that remark, you just let it go?
I could have been a jerk.
You had every right to, by the way.
Right.
You could have hit the
like
jerk
button.
She
didn't say, oh, that sucks. I've been there. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Pick mine up.
Pick mine up?
Having a problem with your garbage? No, not really. Of course I am. Got 40 pounds of it out there. Yeah.
What's it to you? It's none of your business.
Why would she say that?
Keep it moving.
I can't get over here. Why? Who would say that?
Keep it moving.
A jag. She did.
Kind of a jag.
Yeah. So if this dude doesn't show up today, I'm literally going to load up my SUV, and I'm going to drive it right to Lakeshore Garbage and Recycling, and I'm going to drop it off right in front of their door. Here you go.
Yeah,
I did your job for you.
Yeah. Every right to do that, by the way. Every right.
I mean, what is this? I pay the bill. Yeah.
You only get one can per village, huh?
You get one garbage can. I think, I don't know. You get one and then a recycling garbage can.
Wow, that's it?
That's it.
I got three.
I guess if I called and said, hey, can I get another one of those big blue ones? But they're big.
Yeah.
And it's just me and Mindy now and the dogs.
Right.
The kids are all out of the house. So.
That is a shame. Now, if you roll in there tonight and it still hasn't been picked up, oh, my God. Now it's personal. Now they're doing it on purpose.
Well, so I walked over to our neighbors, and I opened up their garbage can. It was in front of the house.
Oh, God.
To make sure it wasn't like just us that didn't get their garbage was still in there, too.
Mm.
Was Rodney and Dawn, David and Lisa, the new neighbors that just moved in next door. I don't know their names.
Yeah. Any room to put a bag or two in there?
In theirs or mine?
In theirs.
Oh, yeah. I could absolutely fill their bin up.
Do, 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 do. Oh, God.
It's a nice young couple. They don't have any kids.
Right.
I don't think any pets.
How about late at night when everything's quiet? Do, do, do.
How about get like 4:30 in the morning when I'm outside?
Get your garbage. Boom. Put it right in there. Dunk it in.
Mindy, I got the can closed. What'd you do? Put the rest of the garbage in the neighbors.
They're not taking ours. They'll take theirs.
Yeah, I just... Lakeshore Garbage Removal Company, whatever their name is.
Bad job.
Could this be conspiracy?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I wonder if it's personal.
Where you live, is this an association? Is there like an HOA involved?
Yeah, there's an HOA.
So my thinking now is, with the way this lady made a comment, she's got to be onto something here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if the community is tired of the Kaplans. And
wait a minute.
They've set up, hey, maybe we can boot them if we get them to violate the garbage policies.
No, because my neighbors didn't get theirs picked up either. It's not like he got David and Lisa.
They're getting the whole block
and
out.
Rodney and Dawn. Skip the Kaplans. Get the next two houses. No.
That's just
all of us.
That's unbelievable.
Right. It looks like a street in Brooklyn.
312-332 ESPN is our phone number. Andrew in Lakeview on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Mr. Hood, I just have to ask, as a fellow city resident, do you find these suburban problems funny?
I certainly do.
Okay, good.
The one can, he says, Andrew.
My experience is that more often than not, the gentlemen who pick up my garbage and recycling will then park the empty cans in my parking pad,
mm-hmm.
So that, you know, I have no access and I have to get out and move them. If it gets picked up that week, that is. So I'm just, I'm just kind of interested in what you think about
that. Oh, no, you ain't lying about that. If it gets picked up, that's a question, right? That's not hyperbole. You're hoping that they get it. See, this is why I have three cans, Cap. I'm supposed to have, I think, two at max. I got three. The reason why is because you just never know.
You never know.
In the city, in those alleys.
Yeah, here it is. LRS. Yes. That's the name of the company. Not happy with it.
And, of course, that lady's looking at you like you're some kind of hobo.
Just exactly.
Like you're nasty and you just have, I don't have a problem with my garbage, ma'am.
And then this morning, I'm going to back out and I'm like, what is that in the street? One of the bags, blew open. So I was out there picking up dirty paper plates. Yeah.
Well, the bags blew open, you said.
Because it won't fit in the can, and it got a little windy. My wife broke the Amazon boxes down.
Yes.
Folded each one. You know how they fold up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
And she stacked them in one of the other boxes.
Mm-hmm.
It tipped over, and so I'm out in the street, ready to go to work. My car's running. The door's ajar. Okay, this sucks.
If you do not have, if it's not empty tonight, I'll bring you one of my barrels. I'll bring you one of my trash because you got to have. You just can't just have them sit there on the curb like that. But you got another choice.
Yeah, I'm going to call them at the break.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
I gotta tell you, I don't even know what garbage day is for me. I just walk out of the apartment, I throw the garbage in one of the cans, and I go back inside.
Well, in the city where I am on the south side, it's Thursday.
So Wednesday night you put it out.
Yeah, Thursday. It's supposed to be Thursday.
They pick up Thursday.
Yeah.
So when do you put the cans out? Before work on Wednesday? On Thursday or Wednesday night?
No. My friend, they're already sitting in the alley. I don't have to set them out.
Oh, they're just there.
In the alley.
Got it.
Next to the garage.
The ours are in the garage.
There is a place where you can sit your garbage cans next to our back fence. So they're just sitting there. So when I go through the garage, dump it out, go through the garage, and close it up. It's just sitting there. It's a city. It's an alley. That's what it's for.
Right.
Sometimes they'll get it on Thursday. Sometimes, maybe next week.
Yeah. I'm a little hacked off with them. If they don't show up this time, we're going to have some speaks.
What are you going to talk about here coming up in 1 minute?
I'm going to tell you how you can get an awesome gift for your significant other. That's Pajama Grant.
That's coming up next, and the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day on Cap and J-Hood.
This hour is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Got an appetite for football? Head to your favorite Twin Peaks and catch all the big games this weekend. Grab a 29-degree draft beer and enjoy the ultimate sports lodge.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Got your coffee. Yeah. It is early. How do you take your coffee? What's the best way to take your coffee?
Well, coffee tastes terrible anyway, so don't put anything in it to obstruct the harsh, bitter taste, and just put it down one sip at a time, you know?
So it's just all about the effect, the taste. It's not about the experience at all. It's about the outcome.
No, the experience is terrible.
Mike Leach, one of a kind, did so much for college football. Passing away, as we gave you that story a couple of hours ago, Cap. Cardiac arrest?
Yeah, he had a massive heart attack on Sunday and had not been feeling well for the last 2 or 3 months. Said he was fighting a bronchitis or a pneumonia and had a massive heart attack on Sunday. They said he was emergency help didn't get to him between 10 and 15 minutes. I don't know if he was found on the ground or if someone was around him when it happened. But I was reading later yesterday afternoon where somebody that covers Mississippi State said he's been moved to, for lack of a better term, hospice. Mm-hmm. He's not going to recover. And then we got word that he died last night. Very, very sad. That guy was one of the great personalities in American sports.
Hoodie, I'm just going to interrupt. There's so many great stories on Twitter right now, and here's a really good one. Mm-hmm. One time, Mike Leach told one of his players that he wasn't going to play, probably at all, but that he'd like to have him start coaching as a student assistant. The kid got pissed and left his office, came back the next day and took the job. That was Lincoln Riley.
Pretty good, huh?
How about that? See?
There's some really good ones. There was one, this guy was interviewing him recently and said, You actually met my dad. The dad was watching practice.
Mm-hmm. I saw that years ago.
And the coaches said, we're going to run back to the facility. And Mike Leach was like, I don't run. Yeah. And so this guy says, I'll give you a ride. He don't even know him. Mm-hmm. Gets in the car. He drives into the facility. They sit outside the facility for an hour talking about life and all these different things. Now, 3 decades later, this guy's talking to Mike Leach and said, yeah, my dad actually met you many years ago when the coaches were going to run back. He remembered and said, yeah, tell your dad thanks for the ride. Yes.
No kidding.
He said it was unbelievable what he would just love to engage with people.
It seems, though, that he was interested in a lot of things, and sometimes it's not even football. You just heard him talk about coffee. His head was in the game, but also he had a bright personality. He'll be missed, definitely, for the college football ranks, for sure. Time now for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, and it's brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. David Flom and Matt Moore have cooked up the city's best dining experience. Check out the Newski Bacon and the Lobster Escargot.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
We baking today, Vicky?
I'm a little bit later. I will today.
Okay. Definitely.
I'm baking every day, dude.
All right, then let's bake up a winner here for you.
Well, that's awful.
What?
Bake up a winner. Let's
cook up a winner. See if we can get her a pizza.
Okay.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
And that's the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day here with Captain Segway, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, and check them out online. Check out the menu. If you're going to look for a lunch spot today, burger's amazing with the fries.
Happy National Ice Cream Day to you.
Today is National Ice Cream Day?
Yes. If you had to have one, what would it be?
Type or flavor?
Yes.
It would probably be Grater's.
Mm-hmm.
Bearcat Crunch is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry chocolate chip is another awesome flavor of ice cream.
Love cherry chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Yes, very good. Longtime cookies and dough guy and first time caller
for ice cream. Very good.
And Shay, if you had a choice, ice cream?
Just straight up chocolate.
My man.
Yeah. Scoops and cookies, Randy. If that's what it is today, it's a scoops and cookies day
that's
in Deerfield.
Saturday, I'll be there signing my book, 12 to 2. Thanks for the plug, Cap.
That was the segue for you. Set it up on a tee. You could drive it right down the fairway.
And that's right.
Going to bake up some autographs, Merk.
You know what, Snorley?
Bake up some.
So, Hoodie, back to that Badger game on Sunday. So, they're up
all right,
eight
fade
with
them
48
out.
Seconds
fade them out.
No one cares.
We thank you for listening. A big program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks for you for twitching. Our thanks to you for calling and being part of the show. How about you and I do this again tomorrow at 7?
Looking forward to it, kid.
Can you get me monitor 4 for UIC Prairie View A&M today at 7? I'll be on ESPN 3.
Backup cell phone.
So long, everybody.
See ya.
From Chicago. Come on.